rejected.
好，看十六章哈。
Let us look at chapter 16.
啊，十六章、十七章是约伯第二次哈来回答以利华的谈论。
Chapter 16 and 17 is Job's second time of defending himself.
十六章是约伯哈啊的一个辩白哈。
So chapter 16 is when Job defends himself.
因为以利华再次指责他有罪。
Because Eliphaz once again had accused him of being sinful.
啊，不要说你以前哦，犯了什么事情，不要先说，现在光看听你的讲的话，你就有罪了啦。
Because we know Eliphaz just said that it doesn't matter what Job did before, what Job is doing now is already sinful.
好，第一段是第五节到第六节。
So the first section is verses 1 to 5.
啊，他责备朋友没有同情心呢。
And he reproaches his pitiless friends.
第六节。啊，抱歉哦，十六章第一节。
Chapter 16, verse 1.
哦，我也年纪有点大了哈。
Also gaining, I don't know.
有些时候眼睛看的跟嘴巴讲出来不一样。
Sometimes when you see one thing, but you want to, you end up saying something else.
很多时候我领会，我那个圣经读完哈，那个信徒很奇怪，我读完了啊，他们不知道我读哪里，是因为我嘴巴讲错，但是我翻对。
Sometimes it would be that when I am giving a sermon, I just finish saying the passage, and I look up, and everyone has a very confused face because I flipped to the right passage, but I said the wrong reference to the congregation, so they had no idea where I am.
好，第一节。
So verse 1.
约伯回答说，这样的话我听了许多，你们安慰人，还叫人愁烦。
Verses 1 and 2, then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all.
约伯也知道他的朋友是要来安慰他的。
Job knows that his friends are here to comfort him.
但是你们要安慰人，到最后是伤害人，叫人愁烦。
But in the end, his friends, even though they were here to comfort him, but then he became, they ended up bringing misery to Job.
安慰者变成伤害者。
And so they became people who harm.
第四节第五节。
Verse
4. 他说哈，如果哈这个处境调换哈，换过来，我也会说你们说的话。
And if their situations were switched, then Job could also heap up words against them.
但是哈，我不会像你们这样了。
But then he said, I will not be like you.
第五节。
Verse 5.
但我必用口坚固你们，用嘴消除你们的忧愁。
Verse 5, but I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the comfort of my lips would relieve your grief.
所以约伯责备他的朋友没有同情心。
And so Job reproaches his friends of having no pity.
反而是更叫他更加的忧愁。
And it made him even more miserable.
好，第二段是第六节到十四节。
The second part is verses 6 to 14.
约伯在诉说他受到神攻击的无助啊。
So Job accuses God with nonsensical speech.
其实约伯不知道第一章、第二章那个天上发生的事情吗？他没有看到啊，有没有
？So we know that Job didn't see what happened in chapters 1 and 2.Everything that happened in heaven.
神在魔鬼的面前神在天使魔鬼的面前称赞约伯。
God praised Job in front of all his hosts, including the devil.
神跟魔鬼的对话。
And there is also the conversation between the devil and God.
所以在天上的发生的情况，约伯不知道吗？
So everything that happened in heaven, Job doesn't know.
约伯只知道他现在受到的苦楚而已啊。
Job only knows of all the pain that he's suffering.
所以他现在只能推测他以前所熟悉的神啊。
So he could only try to deduce what is happening by using his knowledge of God.
他以前所敬畏的神啊。
About the God that he once revered.
现在莫名其妙的攻击他。
But then now, for some reason, unknown to him, God is attacking him.
第六节。
So verse 6.
约伯承认他的话多，并不能解决问题。
Though I speak, my grief is not relieved.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我虽说话，忧愁仍不得消解；我虽停住不说，忧愁就离开我吗？
Though I speak, my grief is not relieved, and if I remain silent, how am I eased?
他说：“对了，我没有说，但是忧愁会离开吗？”
And he said that even if he says a lot of words, he is not relieved, and even if he remains silent, then he still does not feel relieved.
第七节、第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
他埋怨神，使亲友都远离攻击他。他埋怨神啊。
Job complains that God has made him desolate.
使亲友都远离他，他的亲人、他的好朋友都远离他。
And made all his family and friends leave him.
啊，也攻击他。
And also attack him.
啊，当面哈、哦、见证他的不是。当面，当着面，当着你的面说你不是啊。
哦。
当你的面说你的不对啊。
哦。And as and 当的谁不对？
他的亲友当着他的面、啊。
And to the point where his own friends is telling him off face to face.
第九节到第十节。
And verses 9 to 10.
他埋怨神撕裂逼迫他。
He complains how God has assailed him and.
哦、也使那个、哦啊、他的这个仇敌来羞辱他。
And has allowed his enemies to shame him.、
哦、神好像那个、哦、野兽撕裂他一样。
And he says as he describes God as if he's a beast tearing him apart.、
哦、第十节到十一节。
Verses 10 to 11.
神把他交在恶人的手中。
That God has delivered him to the ungodly.、
哦、那些恶人、哦、怒目、哦哦、看他。
And they all look at him.
哦，向他开口。
And open their mouth against him.
羞辱他，攻击他。
And shamed him and attacked him.
好，十二节到十四节。
And verses 12 to 14.
他埋怨神，立他为啊神的箭靶子。
And he complains that God has set him up as a target.
他说他以前是过着平安的生活的。
Before he lived a very good life.
哦，所以他说哈，神折断他，掐住他的脖子。
And he said that he has shattered him and bent him.
然后把他抓起来，把他丢在地上，摔碎。
Lifted him up and thrown him onto the ground, shattering him.
哦，神的弓箭手哈，四面哈就拉弓要射他。
And he has set me up for his target. His archers surround me.
毫不留情的。
About to pierce him with their arrows, and this is all without mercy.
好，第三段。
A verse, so the third section.
哦，所以约伯哈向神来诉苦哀求。
Is where Job pleads to God.
哦，他说他已经哈失去了力量。
He says that he has lost his strength already.
他失去了尊荣。
He has lost his
他现在、哦、受到羞辱，面对死亡。
And he has been shamed, and he's at the death door.
看十五节。
Let us look at verse 15.
我缝麻布在我的皮肤上，把我的脚放在尘土中。
I have sewn sackcloth over my skin and laid my head in the dust.
我们知道古时候，如果他们遇到、啊、伤心痛绝的事情、哦、会披麻嘛，哈、哦，蒙灰披麻。
We know that at the time, at this period of time, the people, when they are sad or in sorrow, they was put on sackcloth and put ash over their head.
但是约伯说、哦、他不是披麻，他是把那个麻布已经缝在皮肤上了。
But Job says that instead of just putting it on, he has sewn sackcloth over his skin.
意思什么？意思就是说他的羞辱、他的痛苦已经脱不掉。已经缝在皮肤上了嘛，衣服还可以脱掉啊，缝在皮肤上脱得掉吗？脱不掉了。
Which is to mean that all the shame and suffering he's gone through is not something that he can take off like a cloth, but instead is sewn right onto him.
他说、哦、他的脸因为哭到、哦、哭到都发紫啊。
And in verse 16, he said, "My face is flushed with weeping."
哦，他的眼皮上面有死因呐。
And on my eyelids is a shadow of death.
意思说，眼睛哦都哭到那个红肿了，好像有一个黑眼圈这样子。
Meaning that he's wept so much that his eyes have swollen up.
十七节到十九节。
Verses 17 to 19.
他向神清洁的祈祷。
His prayer is pure towards God.
他说哈，他是守洁心清的祷告。
He said that his prayer is pure towards God.
十八节。
And no violence is in my hands. In verse 18.
在地上啊，有血的哀求。
That he said that there are cries from the earth.
他希望说，如果他真的死了以后哈，他的血为他伸冤呢。
And that he has blood, so when he dies, he does not want he wants his blood to continue to plead for him.
哦，就好像创世纪四章第十节那里所记载的。
Just like in Genesis chapter, in Genesis it records.
该隐杀掉他的弟弟约伯之后。
When Cain killed his brother Abel,
神说哈，这个亚伯的血哈，从地上哀求。
God said that Abel's blood was crying out from the earth.
十九节哈。
Verse 19.
他说哈，他希望在天上有他的中保。
Surely even now my witness is in heaven.
就是说有证人呢。
He hopes that there is a witness in the heaven.
二十节到二十二节。
In verse 20 to 22,
他向神辩白的原因
is the reasons for his pleading towards God.
因为他的朋友讥笑他
because his friends scorn him.
但是他说他却向神泪眼汪汪
But his eyes poured out tears to God.
有些时候我们感受到说，我能讲给谁听？
Sometimes we feel that we have no one to talk to.
有人愿意听吗？
Is there someone to listen to me? Let me talk.
我要向谁哭诉？
Who do I go to talk about my sorrows?
感谢神，我们有神。
Thank God that we have God.
人不知道。
People do not know.
但是神都知道。
But God knows.
所以约伯说哈，他向神泪眼汪汪。
And that's why Job said, "My eyes pour out tears to God."
我想我们可能每个人可能都有经历过了哈。
I think all of us have this experience.
跪下来祷告，都还没有跪下来，都还没有开口哦，一跪下来就开始哭了啦。
Even before, while you're kneeling down, before your knees touch the ground, before you even start praying.You have already started to shed tears.
因为很难过啊。
Because you're in pain.
真的啊，跪下来，开始，都还没有开始祷告，一跪下来就哭了啦，跪在神面前就哭了啦。
While you're kneeling before God, even before you start praying, you're already in tears.
但是感谢神，我们还能跪在神面前哭啊。如果我们没有神，你哭，你要向谁哭啊？谁理你啊？
But thank God we have.God, so that we are able to kneel before Him and cry to Him, because without God, who do we cry to?
谁能帮助我们呢？
Who can help us?
所以他说他向神泪眼汪汪。
And so he said, my eyes pour out tears to God.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
他希望神好像朋友一样听他的申诉。
He wants.God to be like a friend who listens to his pleas.
圣经也说哈，遵循神旨意的人，神就把他当成朋友。
The Bible tells us that those who follow God's commandments, God will treat them like a friend.
朋友就是无话不说。
And friends are those where you don't speak a word.
不管是快乐的事情伤心的事情。
Whether it's a happy thing or a sad thing.
我们心里有事情有话，你一定会去找朋友讲吗？
Whatever matters or issues you have, you would find your friend to talk to. Is that right? Now let us look at verse 22.
他求神让他在短暂的一生当中有辩白的机会。他求神在他短暂的一生当中让他可以辩白的机会，就是说，他没有犯罪的。
So he asked God that in these few years that he would have a time where he can confess that he has no sins.
好，在这章里面，我们看到约伯一直在埋怨神。
Here we see here in this chapter, Job complains to God.
一直在误解神。
He continues to misunderstand God.
但是我们发现，哎，神怎么都没有为自己申辩呢？
But why is it that God did not speak for himself?
如果是我们人，人家误解我们，马上说：“哎，你误会我，我不是这样哦。”
Because we know the moment that someone misunderstands us, we will immediately turn to them and say, "Hey, you misunderstand me. That's not what I meant."
但是我们看，哎，神怎么没有生气
？But here we see that God did not get angry.
神怎么没有责备他
？God did not rebuke him.
我们看希伯来书四章十五节。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.
希伯来书四章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.
四章十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
这里说我们的主啊，能体恤我们的软弱。
Here it tells us that our God can sympathize with our weaknesses.
因为他道成肉身来到世上。
Because he was manifested in the flesh and came to earth.
他也跟我们一样带着肉体。
He once had flesh.
我们遇见过的，他也遇见过。
Just like us, and whatever we have faced, he has faced.
耶稣也是被人藐视啊，轻视啊，逼迫啊。
Jesus was mocked, was insulted, and was also persecuted.
被人这个撇弃啊。
Was forsook by others as well.
他凡事也受过试探试炼啊。
And he has also been tempted on this earth and gone through trials.
跟我们一样啊，主耶稣没有特权啊，说我是神，我不用遇到这些，跟我们一样。
He was just like us. He did not, Jesus did not use his own authority as God to get away from all of these bad things.
只是他没有犯罪。
It's just that he was without sin.
所以为什么
he is without sin.
主耶稣啊，为什么天上的神都没有出声音来责备约伯
？So why was it that God did not, speak for himself at this moment.
主耶稣能体恤人的软弱了。
Because God can sympathize with his pain.
所以十六节说。
And weaknesses. So in verse 16.
我们可以很坦然无惧的到施恩的宝座前。
Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace.
不要得着连续。
That we may obtain mercy.
蒙恩惠。
And find grace.
做随时的帮助。
To help in time of need.
好，看十七章。
Let us look at chapter 17.
耶伯再一次来申诉